These formalities were out of the way. Cabeza de Vaca and his African companion, a resilient slave named Estebanico, began to tell their story of wandering adrift in a completely alien continent. A tale that had begun 8 years earlier with a flawed leader in search of redemption. For sheer drama and excitement, the journey of Cabeza de Vaca and his companions remains unrivaled, even by the adventurous standards of the age of exploration. Out of 300 men who set out to colonize Florida in 1528, only 4 survived. Cabeza de Vaca, 2 other Spaniards, and Estebanico. They became stranded, and to re-enter European-controlled territory, they were forced into a harrowing passage on makeshift rafts across the Gulf of Mexico, years of captivity in what is now Texas, and a momentous walk across the continent all the way to the Pacific coast. This small band of men thus became the first outsiders to behold what would become the American Southwest and northern Mexico, the first non-natives to describe this enormous land and its peoples. Conversely, innumerable natives living in the interior of the continent experienced the passage of the 3 Spaniards and the African as an extraordinary portent, a first brush with the world beyond America. The natives called the 4 travelers the children of the sun because they seemed to have come from such unimaginably remote lands. It is tempting to narrate their journey as an extreme tale of survival. 4 naked men at the mercy of the natural elements, facing an extraordinary array of native societies. Comparisons to Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness are difficult to avoid. It was certainly a hellish journey, but it was also much more. At its heart, it is the story of how a handful of survivalists, out of necessity, were able to bridge 2 worlds that had remained apart for 12,000 years or more. Deprived of firearms and armor, the castaways were forced to cope with North America on its own terms. They lived by their wits, mastering 6 native languages and making sense of social worlds that other Europeans could not even begin to fathom. Incredibly, they used their knowledge of native cultures to escape from enslavement and refashion themselves into medicine men. Eventually, their reputation as healers preceded them wherever they went, as they moved from one group to the next in their quest for deliverance. The castaways' insight into native North America is especially poignant at a time when Europeans debated whether the natives of America were fully human and crown officials re-examined Spain's conquests. In just 5 decades since Columbus, Iberians had rushed headlong into the New World. Men and women of enterprise and ambition had explored and ultimately devastated the islands of the Caribbean. More recently, Hernán Cortés and Francisco Pizarro had subdued millions of Indians in Mexico and Peru. These conquests constituted fantastic feats of daring, but they had been achieved at a great human cost, prompting a determined group of friars and crown officials to launch a reformist movement to change Spain's methods of conquest and convince colonizers of the essential humanity of Indians. The ensuing debate resonated throughout the empire. If it turned out that Indians did not possess human souls, then ruthless conquistadors would be permitted to enslave them by the millions. But if, however, these natives were endowed with God's spirit, then they would have to be painstakingly Christianized and their rights respected. Against this backdrop, the journey of the 4 castaways constitutes a rare turning point in the history of North America, every bit as momentous and full of possibilities as the landing of the Mayflower Pilgrims or the arrival of Cortés on the shores of Mexico. The experience of Cabeza de Vaca and his companions afforded Spain an opportunity to consider a different kind of colonialism. These 4 pioneers had revealed the existence of many native cultures north of Mexico and the availability of precious metals, buffalo, and other resources.